Cape Talk.
The Open Line. Call 021-446-0567.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today. Kino Cummies, that is my name. I'm with you all the way through until 12. The great team, Kia and Bruce, answering your calls on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. And the man himself, Johannes Sabeta, he pushes all the right buttons. If you've just tuned in, it's an open line. You can call in and talk about the issues that you feel strongly about. I put it on the table, asked the question about the N2 Expressway, the My City. It's still down 6 months later. Surely someone needs to be fired or someone needs to resign. You can't have a public transport system being down for half the year because you can't get your A into G. We have an economy that doesn't grow. We need it to grow. We need people to be more productive, and you don't do that by not getting them and allowing them to get to work and putting extra pressure on our roads leading into the city. It's ridiculous. Same with Metro Rail at the end of the day. Metro Rail, because of a lack of proper policing, I wouldn't want to be the regional manager at Metro Rail. I feel sorry for Richard, quite frankly, having to deal with all of this. And then you have a dysfunctional Prasa, you know, being led by questionable leadership. But what happens is these little things play into our lack of growth in the economy. And surely we should ask for professionalized politicians as well. People who know what they're talking about when they start flapping their gums. Don't know what you have to say about that. There was another point that was raised. Richard Maponya, 94 years old, passed on, a very good friend of Nelson Mandela's. As a matter of fact, he was the first black person in South Africa to own a BMW dealership. He's started a whole lot of businesses, owned land when he couldn't own land during apartheid. And I was just saying that if you look at him, he didn't feel sorry for himself. Yes, it was an oppressive regime. But these days, everybody calls themselves previously disadvantaged or complains about triple BEE. Catch a wake up is my point to you. You can either sit there and feel sorry for yourself or try and make things work. Find a way, the way Richard Maponya did. I don't know whether you agree or disagree with that. You can call in. Anything else, please call in. Let's go to Yanis and Fishuk. Yanis, hi.
Hi, good morning, Kino. I would like to propose additional college to our system, which is a builder's college. We haven't got such a type of colleges in our country, which is, was quite popular in Europe. Why it was popular? From the few reasons. First of all, these students who were trained there for 2-3 years, they had a good education, practical education on the building side. What is the beauty of this? That this is not only the college, it's also a business. A small group of the people are looking for the opportunity, for the contracts from the government, from the private, and then they pass this to the other section who going to build the houses and whatever offices. The good system is that actually this students who are going to be trained and going to have practical experience, they're going to be paid because of their experience. So eventually, at the end, they're going to finish the schools, the 2-3 year schools, and they're going to train as a builders.
Yeah.
I mean builders, not only because what we've got in other countries, we've got plasters,
yes,
separate.
Yanis, we have False Bay College, for example, doing that. As a matter of fact, Airports Company South Africa is working with False Bay College to train communities how to build their own homes. They will now have skills, and we need more of those, and I totally agree with you when it comes to the trades. Let's go to Tami. Tami in Guguletu. Here, Tami.
Morning, Kino. Tami Cooks again. I don't want to take much of your time. The term that you just penned is previously disadvantaged.
Mm.
My bro, I hate that with a passion as well, you know. We were saying that maybe during even the previous government, that term is still being used even during the time of the present government, the government which we thought is going to come in and turn things around. So the question is, where does the problem lie?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because to me, I hate it because it's a self-pity term. I hate that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a black man. Mm. I'm a black man. I've gone through that. I lived through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. I've gone through all of that. But how long are we going to still use that term? It's as if you're undermining yourself.
Yeah.
Good again, because look at Dr.
Maponya.
Yes, look at him.
Yeah, he thrived.
What did he get right that we can't do even right now during the present government?
You know, Johannes, just say something here quickly. You were saying to me earlier, Johannes Abeta is the man who tells me what to do on air, right? He sits with me, pushes all the right buttons. He says, Kino, the one thing that irritates me is that in poorer areas, we end up programming ourselves. People start saying, oh, you're disadvantaged and everybody owes you everything. And he said, that's nonsense. And I agree with him. I come from Elsie's River. Same thing. If you look at people who built Brimstone Investments, they did so during a time where it was very difficult to do so. They got a multi-billion rand business. Why? Because they used their brains.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Okay, Kino.
Thanks, Tubby. I think it's right. And the wokes out there will all do, you know, the wokes. Oh, let's blame apartheid. Let's blame triple BEE. Good luck going to Europe and trying to start your own business there. Good luck.
The lines are always open.
Call Kino and join the conversation
on 021-446-0567.
Good morning. It is 25 to 10. This is Today. I'm Kino Cummies. You're listening to 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. Thank you for sending those messages through to us on WhatsApp. I'll read those. We've got this message that says, on the southern line, one train has come through since 6:30. It's not just the central line. That just impacts on what I was saying. We have cadre deployment, whether it's the Democratic Alliance or the ANC or any other political party. They put their cadres in senior positions, albeit political positions, and those are powerful positions, and some of them aren't equipped to do the job. It's a problem. Thanks for that one. And then another message saying, ex-president Jacob Zuma is his probable response if Judge Raymond Zondo approves the issuing of a subpoena obliging him to appear before the State Capture Commission will be...
Hey!
And it goes on to say, a man with no shame, no scruples, no conscience, no honour. And the one thing he does need is a jail term, though, isn't it? Let's go to your calls, Mary Jean and Plumstead. Good morning.
Hi, Kino. I was just responding. One young man from our church wants to do plumbing.
Mm.
And he applied to False Bay College and to Cape Town College.
Mm.
And neither of them are running plumbing courses this year because there are no students that want to take it.
That is sad.
It is really sad. So what he's had to do is he's found a plumber who is prepared to have him start to work for him, and then he will be studying plumbing online at night.
I think part of this is failure of the education system. We program young people to believe that they need to go to university, they need to get a fancy degree, and they need to, which is not necessarily a bad thing because there are lots of people who go to university and do lots of great stuff. But plumbers can make a wonderful living, and we should teach them how to dream. Yeah.
This is his entrance. He wants to actually land up being a building developer. And he said, well, you have to know the skills. So he's starting with plumbing, and then he wants to start being a property developer.
Wow. Sounds like a young man with his head screwed on properly.
Yeah, I thought you would like to know that. But so plumbing is actually, sure, it's a dirty job, but it makes money.
Mm.
And anybody, they will call you out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. But you can charge.
Of course, sure. What I'm saying is they will call you out if you're doing something that's a little less or a little more cosmetic. They won't call you out for many jobs, but they will call you.
If there's an emergency with the plumbing, I don't know many people will wait for a long time. They want the plumber in there right then, right now, and do the job. And I encourage you, if you're a plumber, if you run a plumbing business, is it as drab as some young people make it out to be? And what should we be teaching our young children at school? We should teach them to dream, in my opinion. We should teach them that their past, yes, know what the past is, know how wrong the past was, know why the past was wrong. But don't use the past as your crutch to try and get handouts from people. Rather dream about your future, some critical thinking. And also, the way we talk about the future and jobs, why aren't we doing more to glorify things like plumbing? Because if you run a plumbing business, I'm telling you now, you're not going to be very poor if you're a good plumber.